The Cardinals and the Braves on Friday night. Adam Wainwright to the mound for St. Louis as we pick it up bottom two. Cardinals looking to build on a 1-0 lead.
Ground ball to the right side, yawning hole. And that ground ball finds it. Wong around third, he will score, and it's 2-0 Cardinals.
Grichuk just looked like he was just trying to get the runner over, didn't he?
Line drive, left field, Adams on the run, won't get there. One hops the fence, rolling along the warning track. All the while, Wong is sprinting wide open around third, coming to the plate to score on a triple by Grichuk. It's 5-1.
And Ozzy Albies is the hitter. 1-for-2 is his night. High in the air to left field. Back goes Pham. All he can do is admire it. It is way out of here. Things just got snug. A 3-run homer. Scoring is Suzuki. Scoring is Adams. And all these crosses, it's a 1-run ball game. It's 6-5 Cardinals.
Two on for the Cardinals with two out. Young waits. 1-2 pitch coming. Line drive down the right field line. That is a fair ball. In for a hit. Carpenter scores. Pham waved around third. He's coming to the plate. And he will score on a 2-run double by Paul DeJong. It's 8-5.
The Braves battled back from an early deficit to make it a 6-5 ball game in the sixth inning, thanks to a 3-run shot from the youngster Ozzie Albies, the second of his big league career. But Atlanta could come no closer as they fell to St. Louis 8-5. Here is Braves skipper Brian Snitker.
I mean, he just kind of was fighting himself a little bit, I think, and missing down a lot in the same spot. And just a couple of, you know, balls that were, you know, just in the right spot and kind of just unraveled from there.
Just a case of them being so hot? Or
yeah, I think they're, yeah, no, I think it's just one of them things. It's a hot club. You know, so and when he missed, he got hurt. So it's one of them games. I mean, it's just you don't want it to happen, but it does.
And you had the big inning with Ozzie Albies through and all.
Yeah, get right back in there and thought we're out of ways, keeping it at one there in the eighth, and just kind of unraveled there too.
What about the job your bullpen did up there? I mean, it was Luke Jackson.
Luke Jackson was really good. Yeah. Sam, all of them were really good till that last inning and gave us a chance to come back in the game. We did, and, you know, we kind of, you know, you still like your chances with a few outs to go and, you know, just one run. But that was big, that the walks. I mean, he had a good inning going there, walked the guys, and then couldn't make a pitch to get out of it.
I know you're disappointed with every loss, but is it even a little more frustrating you couldn't get to Wainwright without his fastball?
I know, yeah. I mean, just with what he had, I mean, he was just maneuvering and adding and subtracting, and just made it hard to get a hold of, I guess. But I'd never seen him like that before. But, you know, even without his good stuff or with all that, I mean, there's a reason why he's been so successful for so long. I mean, he can even maneuver around a lineup like he did tonight.
I'll say that kind of speaks to what you're saying to us before the game about him.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's had a really good career, and he's been doing this a long time, and, you know, it's just unfortunate we couldn't get to him.
Two hits for Ozzy, I mean, and especially the big homer. For such a young guy, like, what are your early kind of impressions of what he's been able to do?
Good. He's holding his own. And you know, we're just going to keep running him out there. I mean, he's had a little impact here in a short period of time, and you see what he's capable of. And you know, it's going to be beneficial for us to just keep playing him and let him get that experience.
Mike Foltynewicz had been on a pretty good run entering Friday night, but the right-hander was no match for this red-hot St. Louis offense, as Foltynewicz did not survive the third, giving up 6 runs on 7 hits as Atlanta fell to St. Louis on Friday 8-5. Foltynewicz shared his thoughts with the media following the game.
Just overall, I mean, the body felt good and everything. Just embarrassing outing. I mean, to go out there and not even get through 3 innings, it's, you know, tough on the team, tough on the bullpen. And, you know, I got to give the team all the credit in the world coming back like that, bullpen holding them strong. It was awesome to see that. But, yeah, I mean, if I wasn't walking someone. You know, it was over the middle of the plate or a little up in the zone for where they can do damage and, you know, get them hits like they did. But, yeah, it was just a, you know, weird day. I got myself in trouble with all them walks, and I couldn't, you know, couldn't stop the bleeding, you know, when there's some chances. So I just got to figure out next time around or next couple of times to figure out something, you know, to stop the bleeding or just make that stop happening when those times come.
You're going to give up hits, but is the walks the more frustrating?
Yeah, because it's been something I've been working on for so long, and I know that's been holding me back all them years. And, you know, just to get up here and that to start, you know, coming back and play again, walking people. And then, you know, when things get like that, I think I was starting to rush again tonight, and, you know, and it's just all coming back to my old self where, you know, I could have been slowing down a lot more and, you know, focusing more on the pitch. But I think I got a little heated sometimes and just try to rear back and let her rip, and you know, that's when the ball started sailing and over the middle of the plate, and they got their hits. But yeah, it's tough when I'm starting to walk. We haven't really walked people this year until the last couple games here, and you know, it's a little frustrating because it's very something I've better take pride in to work on and you know, cut those down, and it just came to be slipping up in the last few games. But you know, no worries in that. The confidence is still where it needs to be, and you know, we'll just get into, you know, my next four days here and get my mind back right, and you know, go get Colorado.
Understand the frustration, but the fact that they've been playing so well of lately, I mean, can you take a little solace in that?
You know, it's here and there, but you know, we're all professional pitchers. We're trying to go out there and do our job, and just, you know, not even to get through three innings isn't very fun. And you know, especially like you said, a hot lineup like that, I want to go out there and you know, put the Braves back on the map and, you know, start a series off strong and, you know, maybe start getting something going again here. And, you know, it's just wasn't the way to start things off. And I just feel horrible about it. But, you know, we got two more days here to try to take advantage of.
I know you're really focused on what you need to do and what you're trying to adjust to out there, but are you able to also see that Wainwright struggling without his fastball during the same time?
Yeah. I mean, to go out there and, you know, see him throwing 80, 86, 88 and, you know, keeping them guys off balance with that, you know, very, very loopy curveball and, you know, that little slider, and he only give up, you know, one run there or whatever he did. It was cool to see, and, you know, just you can take that consideration where you don't need to be, you know, throwing 96 to 98 every time, and, you know, the spot and does the trick. So, yeah, that was something to learn off to tonight, and we'll just go from there.
The Braves will look to bounce back Saturday behind Lucas Sims. He'll be opposed by St. Louis ace Carlos Martinez.